You're with Dwayne's World, and I'm heading back to your calls, as I love to do, 1-300-736-736, because the show is about what you want to talk about. 1-300-736-736, anything in the world of sport. You can always give me a call on the Werribee Kia open line. Dave Colbert's going to join me in the studio, so looking forward to having a chat to Dave about all things Olympics, and want to pick his brain on Olympic funding. We'll talk coronavirus, we'll talk Tokyo. Looking forward to finding out from Dave who we can expect big things from in Tokyo as well. All that to come. But I wouldn't mind taking a couple of calls on Essendon. It's, what are you expecting from the Bombers tonight? Big game tonight in some respects, because it's the first game of the season for Essendon against the West Coast Eagles. But to be honest, I'm one of the few who actually is glass half full on Essendon. I know they've been changes and leadership changes, and there's been, people are sceptical at the moment about this coaching handover from John Worsfold to Ben Rutten. But, you know, despite some succession plans failing, you know, I've seen it work too. Paul Roos to John Longmire, Paul Roos premiership coach, John Longmire premiership coach at Sydney. So it can actually work if you've got the right guy taking over from you. We don't know if Ben Rutten's going to be the right guy yet, but they can work too. There's a few out tonight against the West Coast Eagles. No Joe Danaher till at least halfway through the season, if for the season at all. So let's not include Joe. But Dyson Heppel's out. Cale Hooker not playing. Adam Saad. Jake Stringer as well not playing tonight. When you look at the Bombers lineup, you know, it's sort of knocked around a bit. Michael Hurley is going to captain the team tonight. But 1-300-736-736. What are your thoughts on Essendon tonight? What are you expecting from Essendon tonight? Because I'm still glass half full on Essendon. I think they might succeed in 2020, but there's a few that believe they're headed for a big cliff. Tim Watson yesterday on what he'll be looking forward to with the Bombers and Worsfold and Rutten working together tonight.
Well, I think the most important thing will be the identification of a different way of playing for Essendon, because I think we all agree that they can't keep playing the way that they have and deliver success. So the whole ball movement thing will be the most important narrative, I think, around Essendon's performance. How closely it's going to be aligned maybe with the way Richmond play, because Blake Carousel's been in charge of that whole ball movement era over the pre-season. You know, I think everyone's going to be looking for some sort of a gap or a hole between the two, or a disconnect in some way between John Worsfold and Ben Rutten. But I'm of the view that Worsfold was completely and utterly on board with this whole succession idea. How they work it between the two of them, I guess we're not going to be understanding completely of that, because we're not going to be privy to all the conversations that they have. No. At the football club, all we're going to see is how they play. So my answer to the question is, if they look like they're smooth on the field, we're going to think that the relationship between the two is smooth.
There's Tim Watson on Breakfast with Tim and Gary. Yeah, look, they might get smashed tonight. The West Coast Eagles have got a pretty good team in. They've got Kelly, Tim Kelly, added to the mix. Nick Natanui's fit. They're at home for this game. So they might get smashed tonight, the Bombers, but I wouldn't worry too much, even if they do get beaten by 7 or 8. Reg in Melton, walking to you, Reg.
Yeah, good day, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
My sort of criticism is Danaher has buggered the club. And Essendon haven't helped themselves by. They could have got somebody or something for him at the end of last year. Now he's an unsettling person. His attitude's cocked up. And you're going to get nothing for him at the end of the year.
Yeah, Reg, look, the Joe Danaher situation is one of those things that, to me, you just got to kind of move on from it and say, well, here's Essendon with what they've got. Let's look at what Essendon can deliver with what they've got. And if they get Joe Danaher in the second half of the year, well, it's just a bonus. Look, this thing with Joe Danaher, it might not end in tears. A lot of people think it will, but you know, it might end up ending perfectly. Joe might come back fit. He might come back fresh. He might come back a superstar like he was at times before he got injured. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily broken just yet. But a few like yourself, obviously, do. We'll take a break. You're at Dwayne's World.